Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former Secretary of State in the 1970s, Henry Kissinger, has died. He passed away last night at his Connecticut home at 100 years old. The war between Israel and Hamas seeing another ceasefire extension. One more day at least for the temporary truce to allow more hostages to be freed. Meantime, there's been a deadly incident in Jerusalem.
Palestinian shooters opening fire on pedestrians at a bus stop here in Jerusalem. At least three Israeli civilians killed, three others seriously injured. Israeli police say the terrorists, two brothers from East Jerusalem, were killed by an Israeli civilian and police. The attack comes on the backdrop of the war in Gaza and rising violence in the West Bank. An Israeli army arrest raid in Jenin Wednesday killed two top Islamic Jihad leaders, but also two children. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
This is ABC News. A mess just off the California coast. Nearly 100,000 gallons of sewage ending up in the ocean in Orange County. Part of Laguna Beach closed. County Supervisor Katrina Foley.
We don't want anyone going in the water because obviously if sewage is in the water, it's not safe for your health and it could include a lot of bacteria that could cause you to get sick.
No word yet on when it might reopen. Tesla's long-awaited Cybertruck finally available to customers today.
Tesla is set to hold a live event at its factory in Austin, Texas, during which 10 customers will take delivery of the first consumer-ready Cybertrucks. The electric pickup was initially targeted for a 2021 launch, but faced numerous production delays. In that time, competitors like Ford and Rivian have introduced their own electric pickups. Kevin Williams with Inside EV says not to count Tesla out.
For every person that thinks it's going to flop, there's like two that think it's going to be a wild runaway success. I don't think anybody knows.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church, there will be a Christmas bazaar. There will be a lunch provided with homemade vegetable beef soup, chicken noodle soup, chili, and assorted pies. A cookie walk where you can select from dozens of beautifully decorated Christmas cookies at only $10 per pound. Creative homemade crafts and door prizes. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Raymond Frank Wallner, age 95, of Park Falls, died on Tuesday, November 28th at Park Manor Rivers Edge Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Arlene, of Park Falls, by his son, James Raymond Wallner of Beldenville, and by his granddaughter, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Saturday, December 2nd at 11 a.m. Visitation will be held on Saturday at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raymond Frank Wallner, age 95, Park Falls. Gary J. Feenstra, age 73, of Glidden, died peacefully at Marshfield Medical Center on November 25th. Survivors include his wife of 51 years, Linda Feenstra, by one son, Stephen Feenstra, of De Pere, Wisconsin, by two daughters, Susan Lee of Marshfield and Rachel Feenstra of Oshkosh. Survived also by five grandchildren, by two brothers, Dwight Feenstra of Gutenberg, Iowa, and by Raymond Feenstra of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Further survived by six sisters, Jen Wolf of Dubuque, Iowa, Dorothy Luker of New Hampton, Iowa, by Mary Michael of Dubuque, Iowa, by Ruth Langle of Galva, Iowa, by Darlene Feenstra of Pringhar, Iowa, by Linda Frankenberg of Calumet, Iowa, and by one sister-in-law, along with many nieces and nephews. Funeral services held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden on Friday, December 1st, 11 a.m. Reverend Kenneth Laners will officiate. Visitation held on Friday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gary J. Feenstra, age 73, Glidden. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
It's the holiday friends and family sale at JCPenney, and you're invited. Everyone can take home something extra with their 30% off coupon. That's on top of already great savings across the store, like 50% off essentials to deck your halls and home, and up to 40% off Liz Claiborne, perfect for any get-together. Or use your coupon to save an extra 30% store-wide. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Offers valid on select styles. Store-wide coupon ends 12/3. Liz event ends 12/6. Home sale ends 12/17. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s, with a chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday, we'll reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In the NBA last night, the Lakers handed the Pistons their franchise record 15th straight loss, 130-107. D'Angelo Russell scored a season-high 35 points. Anthony Davis had 28. LeBron James with 25. Nuggets beat the Rockets 134-124. Denver coach Michael Malone was happy with the outcome, if not for the team's execution.
Obviously, a lot to clean up. Love cleaning up after a win, but that's good to beat that team. You know, they manhandled us twice down in Houston, so... But it was good to get a win.
Magic topped the Wizards for their eighth straight win, 139-120. Franz Wagner with 31 points. Raptors end the Suns' seven-game win streak, 112-105. Kevin Durant with 30 points. Pelicans take advantage of no Joel Embiid to beat the Sixers, 124-114. Grizzlies beat the Jazz, 105-91. Kawhi Leonard had 34 points. And De'Aaron Fox had 40 in the losing effort as the Clippers beat the Kings. SRN Sports. On the ice, the Rangers beat the Red Wings 3-2. Canadians rally to beat the Blue Jackets 4-2. Capitals stop the Kings' win streak at 5 with a 2-1 decision. In college hoops, Arkansas upsets Duke 80-75, while North Carolina held off a late rally from Tennessee 100-92. Texas A&M upset by Virginia 59-47. St. Joseph's gets the best of Villanova 78-65. Colorado falls to Colorado State 88-83, while James Madison with an 81-66 win over Buffalo. In baseball, the awards continue. Baltimore's Felix Bautista is the unanimous winner of the Mariano Rivera American League Reliever of the Year Award. Milwaukee's Devin Williams won the Trevor Hoffman National League honor. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tonight at the United Center. Pat Connington will not play. He's out with a sprained ankle suffered Tuesday night against the Miami Heat. Baseball, the Brewers' Devin Williams named the National League Relief Pitcher of the Year. Williams took over as the Brewers' closer after Josh Hader was traded to the Padres back in 2022. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football from Lambeau Field. Green Bay's young receivers have improved ever since they held weekly meetings on Tuesdays to prepare for the next opponent. How's it helped? Rookie Jaden Reed.
Just seeing everything from the same eye, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going out there. And just for us to be on the same page and understanding where everyone is coming from, that helps the offense tremendously.
I asked Reed, if the meetings are on Tuesday, does he ever take a day off?
Nah, I'm in here every single day pretty much. I can't think of a day I'm not here.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver number 11, Jaden Reed. is Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Checking out the local sports scene. We've got high school sports tonight. Prentice will travel to Butternut for boys basketball. We'll have that game for you shortly after 7 o'clock on 103.1 and 980 AM. That's also streaming on the Jack FM 103.1 app on your cellular phone. Limited schedule tonight, but the Phillips boys will get their season going tonight as they will take on Bayfield. So a season opener for the Phillips boys tonight at the Logger Camp. And the Team Seal Hockey also have their second game of the year. A home contest tonight at 6 o'clock against the Northwoods Iceman, the Barron Co-op team, 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Rec Arena. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
That was always fun, wasn't it? Snowball fight? I was always the kid who made the snowballs. I'll make them. You guys throw them at each other. Because we all have that image or that real life pain of getting hit in that ear with the ice ball. You know what I mean? Getting hit right in the ear with an ice ball. I don't care how tough you are. I'm going in, okay? And even though you got hit in the ear, you'd limp. Because that ice ball, you are in so much pain. So much pain that when you go in, your parents understand it. They even let you swear. Damn it! Didn't they hear me or what? You ever have your hands frozen when you're a kid? Frozen like. Put them in hot water.
Buying coffee at a premium coffee house can cost a lot.
That'll be $5.
$5?
Well, you're paying for freshness.
But how fresh does your coffee really need to be? Introducing Yesterday's Coffee Coffee Shops, where all the coffee was brewed yesterday, so you get it cheap.
Y'all have a cup of Yesterday's Ethiopian blend?
Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, this is awful.
Duh, we made it yesterday, and it's only a quarter, so shut up and pay up.
You're right. Here you go.
Go to a Yesterday's Coffee coffee shop today and drink coffee we made yesterday that's so cheap, you'll be talking about it tomorrow over a cup of coffee we made today. Yeah.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
Thursday to you, the final day of November. I almost forgot what day it was. We are wrapping up November. We've got it looming, right? Looming. Have you begun yet? Raise your hand if you have purchased one Christmas present for someone yet. If you have purchased one Christmas present, raise your hand. Anybody? Hands in the no. One person in the back. All right. You weirdo. I'm sure you probably at least got an idea anyway. So good luck with all that Christmas stuff. We've got some snow to get to here, don't we? I mean, we got to get some snow on the ground here. It doesn't do anybody any good to have no snow on the ground and have it be 20 below, because that just leads to bad freezing of pipes and all that stuff. So can someone please get on it here and get a little bit of snow? The forecast indicates that it's not going to happen here for a while. There is a storm that's moving across the southern part of the country, and it's going to dump snow again in the eastern part. You see over in Buffalo and New York and over in that area, they got a whole bunch of snow already. And there's more coming that way, but the system right now, it looked like came kind of out of the Gulf to the south and is headed northeast, and we're not going to get any of that stuff. There is a very little, if any, chance of any precipitation until Sunday. And even then, probably just some snow showers late in the day on Sunday. And as you look at all next week, not much. not much. If you're looking for a major snowstorm, it could change. It always could. Doesn't look like it until, you know, maybe mid-December or so. We'll call it, what do we got here, 17 on our way to about 35. To optimistically 40 if we can get that sun to come out like it did yesterday. And a little bit of a freezing of some kind of foggy moisture in the air here this morning. So keep that in mind as you're out and about. I'm looking at the chances of having a coating to an inch of snow here in the Park Falls and surrounding area. And the chances of that are not real good. Just kind of a trace of snow, as we talked about for the weekend. All right, so you're just going to have to make other plans here. Or if you really love to, you know, do the snow stuff, they are getting some snow, I guess, up to the north. Did Hurley Ironwood get like a foot of snow? I'm not sure if some of that melted yesterday, but they're always hoarding the snow up there, aren't they, those Hurley Ironwood people? Cher is, she performed at last night's Rockefeller Center at the tree lighting. Did you see that? Did you watch the tree lighting ceremony? Cher, don't get too close to the lights. It'll be melting. What do you think between Cher, Wayne Newton, and Dolly Parton? How much total plastic surgery thing going on between those three? I think you could take all the money that Cher, Wayne Newton, and Dolly Parton have put into plastic surgery, and you could probably finance a third world country for about probably a whole year. Probably take all that. Ooh, they look fabulous, though. That's their goal. The average life expectancy, this is good news, I guess. The average life expectancy has increased by more than a year. What are they? I think I saw 70. Is it 78 or something like 77, 78, depending on who you are and ethnicity and all that stuff. But the average has increased. Now, it went down, obviously, over COVID. So now we're getting back up to, I guess, where we were like back in the early 2000s. We're kind of catching back up again. So good to live longer. Congressman George Santos, today's the day. They're going to vote to expel him, and he's going to have a press conference before that happens. So we'll see what he says there. Google is going to begin deleting inactive accounts. So that inactive email that you created like 17 years ago that's still there, you log into it like once a year just to see what's going on. They're going to be deleting all that stuff out of there, apparently. I'd like to have that job. All right, Fred, the good news is you got a job for the next 5 years. The bad news is all it's going to be is going through useless email accounts, hitting the delete button, and hitting the confirm yes button. That's all. That's your job. It sounds like it could be pretty boring. I know. We have high school sports tonight. Prentice Butternut Boys. We're going to bring that to you on 103.1. You can listen to that on your phone on the Civic Media app also. Just go to your Play Store on your phone and search for Civic Media. Download it. And you can have 98Q and 103.1 on your phone all the time. Let's get you updates. We update you every half hour. A little news and sports.
ABC News. I'm Justin Finch. Former Secretary of State in the 1970s, Henry Kissinger, has died. He passed away last night at his Connecticut home at 100 years old. The war between Israel and Hamas seeing another ceasefire extension, one more day at least for the temporary truce to allow more hostages to be freed. Meantime, there's been a deadly incident in Jerusalem.
Palestinian shooters opening fire on pedestrians at a bus stop here in Jerusalem. At least three Israeli civilians killed, three others seriously injured. Israeli police say the terrorists, two brothers from East Jerusalem, were killed by an Israeli civilian and police. The attack comes on the backdrop of the war in Gaza and rising violence in the West Bank. An Israeli army arrest raid in Jenin Wednesday killed two top Islamic Jihad leaders, but also two children. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison.
On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Santa's Elves Foundation helps provide holiday joy to children from birth to 17 years old in Price and Southern Ashton Counties to Glidden. This year, 83 families have qualified for assistance for a total of over 225 children. You can help by picking a tag off of a giving tree to help make a child's Christmas a little brighter. The deadline is this Saturday, December 2nd, so don't delay.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Tournament time in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament getting underway tonight at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers, with a record of 26-3, take on Jackson State. It's been an exciting journey, says head coach Kelly Sheffield.
You know, our wins against Nebraska or Iowa, we can talk about the draw. We're certainly excited about the draw and being able to host here opening weekend. Talk about Jackson State, we can go a lot of different directions. So just a great time of year.
Baseball, Devin Williams named the National League's best relief pitcher of the year. The Brewers closer had 36 saves in 61 games this season. NFL, the Packers host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
You know, there's not many quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes out there, and you combine him with guys like Travis Kelce. That's one of the best combinations in all of the National Football League.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Discover treasures at the Wayne Telesti Rib Lake Spectacular, presented by Heckman Auction and Estate Sales, with online bidding beginning and ending this Sunday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. and following. Special preview day this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 375 Lakeshore Drive, Rib Lake, Wisconsin. Unearth over 900 unique items, from exquisite Seltz furniture to a rare Collier mid-century lithographer. Explore modern and vintage firearms, a coveted Pete Maravich rookie card, a 2002 Chevy Z71 extended cab four-wheel drive with only 53,000 miles on it, and more at HeckmanAuction.com. And be sure to download their free mobile app. Online bidding open now. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today. Lori, what do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s, with a chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday, will reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, a low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
Winter is right around the corner, and we're shoveling up another big pile of country right now.
Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I Sunday.
Deli Roll there at 98Q at 743. Once a week, we visit with Shawamigan District Administrator Kyle Cronin to get us updated on what's going on in Screaming Eagle Country. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. You wanted me to bring Jelly Rolls in this morning? Well, is that what you just said?
That was a slight hint. I mean, I have played Jelly Roll every song for like 2 months since you she finally got it. So
I have to work on that, Jim.
All right. This is a fun, busy time for the kids. Gosh. I'm sure they're starting to get a little giddy as we get into December and the Christmas concerts and all that stuff.
Absolutely, and I've just got to get this out there right away because I'm not sure exactly how many tickets are left, but this weekend we've got our Madrigal performances on Saturday and Sunday, and so it is 4 p.m. Seating, 4:30 dinner, and that's always a fun time. If you haven't been to that, imagine going to a medieval feast, a castle feast of some kind.
Yeah, it's kind of like almost like an interactive dinner theater. I guess the people going don't necessarily interact, but there's songs.
A little bit. There's a little singing.
There's songs, meals, songs, food. It's like food mixed with music. It's just the best mix ever.
It is. It's a great time, and we encourage people to call up to the high school office. Make sure you can get a seat, and we want to see the place full. It actually is in the Park Falls Elementary School Gymnasium is where it's held. But again, that's our some of our high school choir students under the direction of Mr. Donner.
All right.
And we might as well stick on concerts. People can just mark their calendars. We'll certainly mention this a couple more times. But we've got December 17th at 2 p.m., the middle school high school band concert. I'm just going to stick on high school events for the moment.
All right.
We've got our middle school, high school choir concert on December 18, and that is at 7 p.m. And our high school, our midterm, and at our middle school, the midterms end on December 8th, so that's next week already. And then, of course, on the high school calendar, they wanted to remind everybody that Christmas break's coming up starting on December 23rd. I think that's a really important date, too.
Yeah, because we got Christmas on a Monday this year, so we'll have, that whole Christmas week off, plus, like, one day the following one.
So at least those are a few of the concerts out there right now. Our Glidden Elementary School concert is at 1:15 on December 15th. That's a Friday. And then our Park Falls Elementary concert is on December 8th, next Friday. And again, the times there vary depending on what grade your children are in, but that would be in the afternoon at the South Campus Auditorium. Other items of interest, the Red Cross Bloodmobile is going to be up at the North Campus in Glidden on December 5th. We encourage people to get out and donate blood. That's a really important need that we have in our communities. We've got our Park Falls ice rink. It's being assembled. I think the weather's just a little out of reach yet. To put the ice down, because that is an outdoor rink. So we need these mid-30s to probably kind of leave us for a while. But grades 2, 3, and 5 are going to be able to skate during their lunch recess. The school is going to help out. We've got some supplies, some specific supplies for our grade 4, just through some grant funds and other funds that we've received over the years to help out the grade 4 with the skating as well.
Okay.
Recruiting, of course, we're looking for, substitute teachers, an early learning center assistant teacher, substitute bus drivers, and call up to the district office. Watch for those things. Of course, we always remind everybody this time of year, it's a little darker in the morning. It's getting darker in the morning now, and it's going to be darker certainly earlier in the evening, so please watch for our buses. A few athletic events coming up, Joel. Wrestling at Athens, that's tonight at 7 o'clock. Hockey versus Barron at 6 p.m., that's here in Park Falls. December 1, so tomorrow, our boys and girls basketball teams are traveling to Marathon for kind of a doubleheader that way. Boys and girls.
Long trips, you like to double it ups.
And then next week on the 5th of December, boys basketball is going to be over at Lakeland, wrestling at Edgar. on December 5th. Hockey at Medford. A lot of people going places December 5th, but the girls' basketball team is going to be home versus Prentice. So quite a bit going on. This week at the board meeting, we talked about our school district data and report cards. And, Joel, I put that out. If you ever want to have that chat on one of the other sides, we've got some pretty good state report card results out there.
Yeah, we'll have to do that on Reality Radio.
Yeah, the district met the exceeds excellence, and we can talk about what that means.
So I was surprised on the looking for the help wanted site after watching me rep up in Glidden that you didn't include in there looking for some good middle school referees.
So. Well, you know, we'll take any referee we can get.
Obviously, as me. Yeah.
All right, I think I said exceeds excellence. I said exceeds expectations was our rating.
Expectations, there you go.
Exceeds expectations.
Thanks for putting those low. I appreciate that. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Kyle Cronin, district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. We got a lot of special holiday events coming up this weekend. We had Kelly and Maxine in yesterday talking about the Christmas in the Village in Butternut. Very special day in Butternut. You can go around. There's crafters and vendors at various businesses throughout Butternut. You can go to the Butternut Village Hall, get a little stamp card, go around, see all these wonderful crafters, and maybe win some nice prizes up at the top of the hill. There'll be some live music at the top of the hill in Butternut at the little building there at the top of the hill. And it's going to be a fun day Saturday. Check out BABA, Butternut Area Business Alliance on Facebook. And the Butternut National Honor Society has a meat raffle also going on. Lots of stuff in Butternut this Saturday, a Christmas in the Village happening. And there's other activities with other cities also. And again, as always, you got stuff going on, folks. Be sure to shoot us an email. Not everybody sees it on social media, so shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and we'd be glad to talk about it for you.
Step into Leisure City, where winter warmth meets unbeatable deals. Our truckload sale just got hotter with top-tier hot tubs from Hot Springs, Vita, Nordic, and Free Flow. All available with 0% financing for up to 60 months for qualified buyers. Dive into luxury without breaking the bank. But wait, there's more. Introducing Heat Track, your ultimate solution to icy pathways and frosty stairs. These heated electric floor mats ensure safety and comfort wherever you roam, perfect for homes and offices alike. Don't miss out. Our truckload sale ends December 22nd. Leisure City, the perfect blend of warmth, savings, and comfort for November and beyond.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I was raised off of Route 3. Where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned
jaw in his jaw when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my
fair days when I was in third grade, and the teacher said, what's that? And I said, this is my dirt. Cup of dirt.